Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5, The Fan on a Victory Monday. Damn, glad to have you. Mac Morey with us as well, our executive producer. Not sure what we would do without that man back there, but the Chiefs know exactly what they're doing every single time, it seems, when it is next man up, when it comes to that mentality. Although I don't need to see Sky Moore anymore.
You're good with that, right?
I don't know why we even try.
I mean, because nobody else at this point, but I mean, well,
Remigio or Ross.
Yeah. Like, somebody from the practice squad's got to be better than that. I mean, seriously. I understand that it wasn't the greatest throw.
You got to catch that though.
You
don't get many opportunities. You got to make the most of your opportunities.
Yeah,
right. And he, the last two times we've seen Sky Moore, he's dropped passes. If I'm not mistaken,
punts,
right?
Dropping passes.
So, you know,
it's clearly affected his mental game.
No doubt.
It's in his head. He's a closer that gave up a home run and has not been the same.
No, he needs
to. It is what it is. Kick tires.
Yeah, just kind of move on from Sky Moore. But again, with the numbers of where they are right now, he's kind of filling a spot unless you can go out there and make a move for a wide receiver.
Juju
right?
was done right away. I saw the motion in the sideline. As soon as he fell down and came back up, he like did the hand signal like, I'm done. Like, I can't do this.
Yeah, and he was going to give it a go, and he did. And, took one play. And, he's back to the sidelines. So.
And that's the thing. Is like, and then after that, like, I was watching like how they were going to set up. Obviously, they came out with the tight end sets. They did the, the 11 and 12 personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point, I saw Kareem Hunt was lined up in the slot. And I'm like, oh, this is where we're at now.
Right.
This is what we have to do. And I said, during the commercial break, I hope Brett Veach is calling people.
Right.
Like, I hope he's out there being like, all right, what's up, New York? You got Drew Lock starting now. Daniel Jones gets benched. Your team sucks. Darius Slayton. And I know a lot of people are like, what's he going to do? He's a guy that can come into this system, I think, and with his sort of play, he's clearly better than what you currently have on your roster when it comes to wide receiver.
Well, did you have a conversation with John Lynch before you left San Francisco yesterday, being where they are on the season?
Did you see the long, in-depth conversation John Lynch had with Patrick Mahomes after the game?
No, I did not see
that. They were on the field after his interview.
Oh, really?
With Aaron Andrews, and they were kind of doing the drone shot away, and John Lynch and Patrick Mahomes were having a very good conversation one-on-one, like, John Lynch is like, hey, dude, like,
you're 5-0 against me. And,
can you stop playing me? Like, I don't know what you do.
Can you autograph this for my kid?
Can we clone you in San Francisco?
Can you do a selfie with me or something?
Yeah, they had a long conversation.
Should I sign Brock Purdy, Patrick? What do you think?
Like
one of those type of deals. But no, I think San Francisco now is open. I think Chris Conley is the type of guy. Remember, Andy Reid said in that press conference, what was it, last week, they want somebody that's familiar with the offense if they're going to go out and get a wide receiver.
So MVS.
Right? They could have had him already and chose not to, right? He's been sitting out there for, 10 days now probably, and, he's that car that you keep driving by on the lot, and you're like, I'm going to go find something better, but that'll still be there if we need it,
What percentage do you think it is that my MVS is a Chief?
I don't think it's very high as of right now.
So
I just
less than 20%?
Probably, yeah, but you never say never on anything.
It's higher than it was a week ago. I think if you asked me a week ago, I said 10. Now I'd say 20.
I don't know. Why is it higher today than it was a week
Juju's
ago?
Juju's down.
Because I watched Samaje Perine in the slot for like 40% of the snaps yesterday.
But is Juju down, or is it a hamstring spasm? Or, there's all kinds of, like, because on Friday I was told like he should be fine, right?
Yeah.
And then he gets out there and then, the hamstring does its thing and you kind of move on. And, you get him out of the game and you figure it out from there. But is it going to be a hamstring injury that lasts, or is it one of these things that he's going to be able to get through with a little, massage type thing? Who the hell knows, right?
Mm.
So you have to weigh that. I don't know. And again, I'm just speaking from my own opinion. Mm. If I'm Patrick Mahomes, I don't want anything to do with MVS. The guy wasn't reliable.
But he
won
Mahomes the Super Bowl and Aaron Rodgers.
But he did. Yeah,
and
I know he's win Super Bowls for everybody. So depending on where he goes, he wins Super Bowls. I think it's a last ditch effort. I think you're going to explore a lot of things, but you got to call San Francisco now and find out what their wide receiver situation is.
Yeah, what's Juwan Jennings one? You think he's a good fit?
Yeah, right.
I mean, he destroyed him in the Super Bowl.
Go out and call the Giants at this point.
What about the Jags?
Christian Kirk, but the money, kind of gets
Davis
in the way. Gabe Davis could be somebody.
I know you got a huge contract in the offseason, so that would make a whole lot of sense.
Right.
Gabe
Davis hasn't been that good this year, right? I mean, he's been...
2 weeks ago, I think he had a decent ball game,
but that's been it, right? Like he's been kind of invisible. But of course, it's Jacksonville, and everybody's been kind of invisible down there. But I'm calling the Jets right now as well. I mean, Garrett Wilson yesterday with that interception, right? I mean, that bounce.
I mean, I like where your head's at.
No. They're 2-5.
Yeah,
2-5. That roster is one you have to look at
Mike
right
Williams.
Now and say, hey, who's available? You know, you start to go through these rosters. This is the week now. We're 15 days away from the trade deadline, okay? So this week we'll start to see more teams waving the white flag. I think once they put Drew Lock in yesterday, and now they said after the game, Daniel Jones is still the start. But even still, you put Drew Lock in yesterday, you're waving the white flag if you're the Giants. That roster is available to be picked apart right now. Cleveland is available, I think, to be picked apart at this point in time. Do the Patriots have anybody? But if so, you got to look at their roster. They're available to be picked apart right now. The Panthers are available to be picked apart right now. You know, some of these, your Tennessee Titans, man, like, I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know what that organization is
They've
all about right now.
They've got a lot of wide receivers.
That's an organization that should be waving the white flag, that should be available to be picked apart right now. So those are the things you have to start looking at right now. Who's going to pop this week that wasn't ready to be a seller last week, but now all of a sudden is like, all right, we're ready to make a move. We lost this game. We've got to move forward. We've got to wave the white flag, and we've got to go out there and start paring down our roster and getting draft picks back in return. Those are the teams that you need to start to look at right now. And I would do all of that before I go with MVS. I know MVS doesn't have any acquisition costs, but is that a guy that you really want to bring in and give Patrick Mahomes a little PTSD of this guy dropping passes all over the place last year?
I think there's probably a need for two bodies in that room. To me, I think you cut more, you lift up one of Remigio and Ross, and then you find that other body. Hopefully it's like a Darius Slayton. When you bring up names like Gabe Davis, this team needs a man beater who can get open in the intermediate and short parts of the field. Gabe Davis is a go route receiver. Darius Slayton works perfectly.
Yeah, Darius Slayton seems to be the name that everybody is talking about, but the Giants have to admit they suck.
Yes.
And until they admit they suck, which they do, it's hard to pry somebody away. Again, you can't just fly there and kidnap the gentleman. As much as we'd like to, you can't.
It was good to watch them get destroyed yesterday.
Yeah,
that was
absolutely.
Good for us.
Yeah, no, it was really good yesterday watching the Giants not even show up against the Eagles.
Somebody says try to get Tyler Lockett. Seattle, impressive win yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They're still fighting. They're not getting
rid of
anybody.
They're not going anywhere.
And DK Metcalf, we don't know the severity of his injury yesterday.
His injury now, too, right?
They ain't getting rid of him. That's a lot of people think DeAndre Hopkins, but we heard last week that he's like batting like a slight MCL tear.
And
like,
do you want somebody who's damaged, right?
No, I don't want that at all.
No, I don't. I'm not. We had enough injuries, right? We're trying to overcome the injuries by getting somebody new. The last thing I want to do is go out and acquire a guy who's nursing an injury, and then that's going to be something that compounds. Pounds as well. It's one thing to get injured. It's one thing to acquire it like a lemon and then have it break down, you know?
It's kind of nice that the text line started to jump on my fandom here. It says both Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle had two targets yesterday. Try to get one of them.
Well, I mean,
let's talk.
Who was the quarterback down there yesterday?
There was
Tubby
two.
Thurston or something?
There were two
like Jake Bell? Like who the hell was playing quarterback yesterday for Miami? My God.
Well, their starter got hurt.
Thornton Mellon? I mean,
Todd Boyle.
Tim Boyle. Yeah. Had one of those in my ass once. A Boyle? Oh, my God. It was painful.
It's a visual I didn't need on a Monday morning.